CBC plans documentary, I Love the C Word, 15th of January 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for N News. Lord Wright's gyroscopic tomb, White City, Saturday, Al BBC Zero. BBC came under new fire on Saturday after it announced plans for a £200,000 TV documentary, I Love the C Word, devoted to the most offensive word in the English language. I Love the C Word is the latest in a growing number of BBC programs to feature the C Word in recent years, despite internal BBC research showing that it is the one thing that viewers hate the most. It has been frequently in the award-winning BBC4 political sitcom The Thick of It, starring Tessa Jowell. Shadow Culture Secretary Hugo Broke attacked the proposal. Quote, "People expect high standards from the BBC, and many might well be offended by effectively subsidizing programs of this nature. The BBC have got to recognize that this is a concept that still offends a large number of people. The change in what's acceptable discussion is an entirely good thing to look at, but I don't see why they have to sensationalize the subject," unquote. A BBC spokeswoman said, quote, I love the C Word's presenter, who is expected to be a comedian rather than an academic, will interview pundits, academics, artists, and marketers about the increased use of the word over the past 30 years, and the word itself will be broadcast uncensored. Wrote, "It will be a grown-up discussion about how we have got to where we are now without being either sensationalist or poo-faced." Poo-faced? Poo-faced? Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Was that offensive? I hope so. "It is perhaps one of the last words that has the ability to stop someone in their tracks, and it's fascinating to see how differently it is perceived around the world," unquote. She noted how something previously unacceptable to discuss in public had these days lost its power to shock younger BBC viewers. Quote, "A lot of people think it's just a horrible word to say. I personally love the C word and hate that BBC net nanny doesn't. I never use it as a curse, but only to describe the thing it actually means. It's all a matter of context. It's all in the delivery, especially the timing," unquote. She said that the production team was in a constant dialogue concerning editorial policy. Quote, "Basically, we should be able to talk about running commercials on the BBC without being taken out and blam." The line went dead at this point. This has been Reverend Simulator for Runt News. Thank you for suffering.